Filing: Fonnie Willis and Nathan Wade called each other 2,000 times in 2021. Six sex a day, before they say romance began. By Ezra Dooley's on February 23, 2024. A bombshell court filing from former President Donald Trump's legal team says cell phone data shows Fulton County, Georgia. District Attorney Fonnie Willis and Nathan Wade exchanged over 2,000 phone calls in the first 11 months of 2021. An average of six calls per day before they began a romantic relationship, according to the pair's under oath testimony. Trump's lawyers say they subpoenaed AT&T for Wade's phone records, including location data, in their ongoing battle to disqualify Willis from prosecuting their client. Willis, who became Fulton County's DA in 2021, has charged Trump and 18 other defendants for an alleged conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 election in her state, and infamously made the former president turn himself in for a mugshot photo. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which first revealed the filing, an affidavit from investigator Charles Mittelstadt revealed over 2,000 voice calls and just under 12,000 text messages exchanged over the 11-month period, January to November, in 2021, with a prevalence of calls made in the evening hours. The date range of January 1 to November 30 in 2021 contains 333 days. 2,000 phone calls over that period would average out to 6.006 calls per day. Those 12,000 texts would average out to about 36 each day in the same time frame. The filing also uses location data to allege Wade likely came to Willis's home over 30 times in this time frame, contradicting his testimony that he was there a maximum of 10 times. It alleges several incidents where Wade's phone was present in this location through the night and only returned to his home in the early morning. Specifically, on September 11, 2021, Mr. Wade's phone let the door of Ilaria and arrived within the geofence located on the redacted address at 10:45 p.m. The phone remained there until September 12 at 3:28 a.m. at which time the phone traveled directly to towers located in East Cobb consistent with his routine pinging at his residence in that area. The phone arrived in East Cobb at approximately 4:05 a.m., and records demonstrate he sent a text at 4:20 a.m. to Ms. Willis. Additionally, on November 29, 2021, Mr. Wade's phone was pinging on the East Cobb towers near his residence and, following a call from Ms. Willis at 11:32 p.m., while the call continued, his phone left the East Cobb area just after midnight and arrived within the geofence located on the redacted address at 12:43 a.m. on November 30, 2021. The phone remained there until 4:55 a.m. The court documents data casts doubt on Willis and Wade's testimony in a hearing last Thursday, where both lawyers claimed they were not in a romantic relationship until 2022, months after DA Willis had hired Wade as a special prosecutor in the Trump case. Robin Yerdy, a former friend of Willis and former employee at the district attorney's office, testified that Willis and Wade began their romantic relationship in 2019. Defense counsel has claimed the two were already having an affair. Wade is married, when he was hired, providing him, a lawyer with no experience prosecuting a felony trial, a generous income stream that he then used to lavish gifts and expensive getaways on Willis. The pair have denied any conflict of interest. If their sworn statements are proven to be perjurious, they could face disqualification from the Trump case, disbarment, and even prosecution.